Reading from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. When he says endure hardness, he means be able to stand up under difficult situations. That's what a soldier is trained to do. They're trained how to live in difficult situations, hardships, things that other people wouldn't normally have to endure or deal with, but it's part of the life of a soldier. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2 and 4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. I had a title for this message today. It would just be, we are at war. We are at war. I thought as Sister Sisney was ministering and speaking and sharing so many things, and the songs even that were her choice today, I believe they were led by the Holy Spirit. They were all about fighting. They're all about being on the firing line, about I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, and all of these things. And she hadn't seen my notes, because I won't let her see them. She asked me sometimes, what are you preaching? I said, I'm not telling you, because if I tell you, the devil will hear it. I don't want the devil to it's going to be a surprise. This is a surprise attack on the devil. Hallelujah. So I don't tell her. Amen. I carry it until it's time to deliver it. But he has chosen us to be soldiers. And there's several different aspects of God's dealings with the church. The most familiar to you, to myself, is that of the family of God. We all understand that relationship of the family of God. We're all related by the blood of Jesus. That's how we're related. We're family by blood. And we're held together by our love for God, our Father, and for each other. That's why I call you my brother and my sister. Because the blood of Jesus runs through our veins. And we're held together by that love for our Father and each other. And then he calls the church his building. He talks about us as his building, his temple. He even calls us his husbandry, which means farmland. Then there's the relationship of the shepherd with the sheep. We're familiar with that. Jesus is the chief shepherd. We are his sheep. Then he calls the church his workmanship. All of these are relationships and facets of his relationship with the church. He calls us the workmanship of God created in Christ Jesus. That's in Ephesians 2 and 10. Which means we are the works of his hands, like a potter's vessel is the work of the potter's hands. We are his masterpiece. Look at somebody and tell him, you're a masterpiece. And like the artist takes pleasure in what he creates, you were created for his pleasure. We are created and we're created for his pleasure. All of these different aspects of our relationship with our Heavenly Father in every different facet. We learn about him. We experience God's work in us and through us in different ways. This many faceted relationship. So when I speak to you and we speak of the church and myself included, you can be addressed, I can be addressed as God's flock, his sheep. Or you can be addressed as his building, his temple. The Bible says we are living stones, glory to God. We are his temple built up for his dwelling place, his presence to abide. Or we are his handiwork, his masterpiece. Or I might even address you as his husbandry, his farmland where he sows his good seed and produces his good fruit. Or I might even call you his vineyard, as Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. All of these are wonderful aspects and facets of our relationship with the Lord. But there's one aspect of our relationship that I want to deal with today, and that is the army of God. Hallelujah. The Bible calls God a man of war. Did you know your Bible says God is a man of war? Exodus 15 and 3 says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Hallelujah. The Bible says Jesus is the captain of our salvation. Hebrews 2 and 10 says he makes the captain of our salvation perfect through sufferings. The Bible shows God's dealings with the children of Israel who had been in slavery for 400 years. They didn't know anything about fighting and warfare because they were slaves and farmers, and they farmed Pharaoh's land. They took care of Pharaoh's animals. They built Pharaoh's buildings in his cities, but they didn't even know how to hold a sword, and yet they became the greatest army in the world. Israel never has been, never was, never will be the greatest or strongest nation. Not the strongest. But listen, friend, God is in her midst. And God has fought for Israel in the past. And God will fight for Israel in the present and in the future. And let me tell you something, friend. Whatever happens in this world, let the church stand with Israel. I'm going to stand with Israel. For those that bless Israel, God will bless them. And those that curse Israel, God will curse them. I'm going to stand with Israel. I'm going to give my voice for God's people. In the Bible, Israel was God's army. Today, the church is God's army. Spiritual Israel. While we enjoy and we relish all the other aspects of our relationship with God, we need to know that we are in an hour when the church must once again be the army of God. We're at war. I remember 1990. Pam and I were in Arkansas. We're evangelizing at that time. We were in a church called Happy Valley Assembly. And we were in this church 1990. And I can't remember if we were just visiting that night or if I was on the platform. Seems like I was on the platform, possibly getting ready to speak. Anyway, somebody come in the back door. And when they come in the back door, here's the words that they spoke. We are at war. I thought, and I cannot tell you. I cannot tell you what I felt at that moment. That was when a Desert Shield and Desert Storm began to be implemented. I cannot tell you the sense of fright that came upon me at that moment to know we were at war. America was at war. And immediately, I began to see the enemy on our land. And immediately, my mind began to play. Bombs dropping on us, and I had no idea that, you know, they're talking about the other side of the world. I mean, when they say we're at war, I just understand that war, you know. I'm like, we're at war? First thing I thought was I didn't even know we were mad at anybody. Or they were mad at us, and now we're at war. But the sense of urgency of that moment that we were at war. Can I tell you, friend, I sense more of an urgency in the spirit today concerning the spiritual battle that we're in than I felt when it was a natural battle in 1990. We are at war, friend. The church is at war. And we've got to wake up and we've got to be the army of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like Ezekiel 37, the church must rise up as a mighty army. Those bones that came together to form a mighty army filled with the Spirit and the mighty power of God. We understand that we are sheep, but these sheep must become soldiers. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, bah. Say, I'm a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, friend, the captain of this army, the Lamb of God, is also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. There's a time where we obediently, quietly, faithfully follow the shepherd. But when war comes, the sheep must transform into soldiers. Is anybody hearing me? I said, when war comes, the sheep must become soldiers. Hallelujah.
My responsibility here in this church as a pastor is not just to teach you how to be good sheep, but how to be good soldiers. Not just a loving family, but also a bold, fully equipped, well-trained army that is a threat to hell. Hallelujah. It's not just about tending sheep, but it's about training soldiers and raising up an army. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, we're the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're the army of the Lord. Let me talk about this for a minute. David, he's a perfect example of a sheep soldier. He was a young shepherd. He tended sheep. He smelled like sheep. He thought like sheep. He was a tender and caring and loving person. He was a worshiper. But this young shepherd worshiper was also a warrior. One day he's holding a wounded little lamb in his arms, and the next day he's holding a giant's head in his hands that he cut off with his own sword. Oh, hallelujah. Why is that so important? Because we are at war in this nation, and I'm not speaking about natural level of civil unrest and hostility, although it exists. I'm speaking about a spiritual war that is manifesting in the natural. The devil is stirred up. Demons are stepping up their activity. They're driving people to say and do things that are total insanity that 5 years ago they could not have got away with in this country. It could not have happened. But let me tell you, friend, whether you agree with America's choice for president or not, it's wrong to speak of assassinating him or calling him Hitler or to plan and plot and scheme his demise. We are at war, and the sheep must learn how to fight. Amen. I cannot, as a shepherd, under shepherd, I cannot stand to the sidelines and let the sheep be slaughtered because they don't know how to fight. People look at sheep and they think when they look at them, oh, look at those weak, timid, defenseless, powerless little critters. But listen, friend, when you see that about me, you're seeing my relationship to my shepherd. Hallelujah. But can I tell you, there's another side to me. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's more to me than what you see. How many's ever seen The Incredible Hulk, that TV show? Loved that when I was a kid. Used to watch it all the time. In this show, The Incredible Hulk, the man's name is Bill Bixby. His real name is Bill Bixby. But this normal, everyday man gets an overdose of gamma rays because he wants to know how to have strength, because he knows that people under certain stresses get a surge of adrenaline and strength and power, so supernatural. And so he wants to know, because he lost his wife and he wasn't able to save her, so he wants to know, how can I get this strength? I'm looking for that strength. And so he exposes himself to gamma rays and he gets an overdose. And what happens is, when he gets angry, a metamorphosis happens. A change takes place. A transformation. He tells the reporter, Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Because when he gets angry, he transforms into this big green-skinned monster with incredible power and strength, and he's fearless and he's unstoppable. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to tell the devil today, devil, you better back off. You don't want to make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm talking about holy anger. I'm talking about righteous indignation. Men alive, God help us in the church to understand. It's all right to get angry. I'm talking about the kind of anger that rises up in you when you see and hear about children being raped. The kind of anger that rises up in you when you see a disease stealing the life of a loved one. Or when you see drugs and alcohol abuse destroying families. When you see little children forced to learn things that will twist and pervert their minds. Oh, my friend, let me tell you something. It's not wrong to get angry. Anger is a powerful force when it's channeled in the right direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was an angry mother who lost her child to a drunk driver that found it mad. M-A-D-D, mothers against drunk drivers. No telling how many thousands of lives today have been saved because a mother got angry and focused it in the right direction. Yes, I'm a sheep, but I'm a soldier. Yes, I'm a worshiper, but I'm a warrior. Oh, David understood this sheep, soldier, warrior, worshiper mentality. In Psalms 23, David understood, I am his sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. He also recognized he was a soldier. In Psalms 144 and 1, David said, He said, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Hallelujah. That's the sheep becoming a soldier and a worshiper becoming a warrior. In the book of Jeremiah, God is talking about his sheep soldiers. He says this in Jeremiah 51, 20 and 21. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. In other words, God is saying to the church, his sheep soldiers, his worship warriors, you are my battle axe, you are my weapons of war, you are my army, you're the instrument I'm going to use, you're the power, you're the hand that I'm going to use to change the situation and to overthrow the works of the devil. Oh, hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, I'm a sheep, but I'm a soldier. I didn't get much help on that one. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm a sheep.
I'm a sheep.
Am I a sheep? No, tell them, I'm a sheep.
I'm a sheep.
And I'm a soldier. Never have I felt a greater urgency to equip the sheep to be soldiers. Sheep are gentle, kind, loving, obedient. That's the nature of sheep. That speaks of our relationship to the shepherd. But as relates to hell, friend, listen to me. But as relates to hell and the devil's works, we must be as ruthless and bold as David, who went from a shepherd with a staff to a sling, and then he took the giant's own sword and cut off his head with it. I'm telling you, we've got to transform. We've got to transform into soldiers. We've got to transform into men and women that are anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, that know how to fight, that know how to do warfare, that know how to pull down the works of the devil, that know how to destroy the power of darkness. I'm a sheep, but I'm a soldier. Hallelujah. I'm a sheep, but I'm a soldier. I'm a worshiper, but I'm a warrior. Glory to God. Glory to God. Katalavasaya. In the hour we're living in, we can't afford to be ignorant of who we are. Ignorance will kill you. Your ignorance will kill you. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I'm speaking to the soldier in you today. I'm speaking to the warrior in you. I'm speaking to the soldier in you to be bold, to be courageous, to put on the whole armor of God, to stand strong in the power and the authority of God's word, to be filled with His Spirit every day, to keep yourself connected. Heard the Holy Spirit speaking about that today too. About connecting with Him. Staying connected. Then the Holy Spirit spoke this to me. Stay up with the army. Don't lag behind. The enemy is looking for stragglers. Let me say it again. Stay up with the army. Don't lag behind. The enemy is looking for stragglers. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt's bondage, when they came out, there was people that hung back in the back. And the Bible says the Amalekites snuck up on them. They caught the stragglers and they killed them. Listen, don't lag behind. This is no time for lagging behind. If you're lagging behind, you need to step it up and keep up. Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, step it up and keep up. Don't give the devil a target. Hallelujah. Acquaint yourself with your weapons. Acquaint yourself with your weapons of warfare. The word of God. The name of Jesus. The power of prayer and worship and praise. The power of the word of God. Acquaint yourself with your weapons. Never forget the importance of the blood of Jesus. Never forget the importance of the blood of Jesus. It's not just the blood that saves me. It's the blood that keeps me. It's the blood flowing through my veins that gives me life. Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood. Jesus said you have no life in you. Never forget the importance of the blood. There's protection in the blood. There's deliverance in the blood. There's healing in the blood. There's miracles in the blood. Hallelujah. Learn how to exercise authority in the name of Jesus. Never forget the importance of the blood. Learn how to war in prayer and praise. Learn how to keep yourself charged up by praying in the Holy Ghost. You should never be at a disadvantage. You should never be at a disadvantage. If you stay prayed up, if you stay on fire, if you stay in the anointing, if you stay built up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, you'll never be at a disadvantage. Woo! Hallelujah! Shiva Bakata. Let me tell you something. This wonderful gift of tongues is so wonderful. It is so wonderful. One of the benefits is when I don't know how to express what I feel, the Holy Spirit does. He knows how to say it. He knows how to say it. I worship Him in tongues. There's a tongue for worshiping Him. Hallelujah. There's a tongue for intercession. And there's a tongue for warfare. I'm telling you, when this anointing begins to work inside of you, you build yourself up, you get in connection, and you walk in harmony and in sync with the Holy Spirit, you'll find the Holy Spirit moving in different seasons. And you'll find this tongue changing. And you'll find it going from a worship to a warring. Come on, lift your hands and bless Him in this house. I'm stirring this atmosphere. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel a yoke destroying, burden removing anointing. I feel bondages breaking. I feel the works of the devil breaking off. I feel discouragement breaking off. I feel worry and anxiety breaking off. Yes, I'm a sheep, but don't mistake me. Yes, I'm a sheep, but don't underestimate me, because I'm a warrior. I'm a soldier. Hallelujah. We are at war. The devil knows that in this nation we are at a turning point. He knows that the church is the only power in this world that can keep him from taking over. And make no mistake about it, the hostility, the abuse, the anger, the murderous spirit that's being aimed at the White House is not really against the White House or Trump. It is against the church. And what you sense directed that way is coming to the church. So we've got to get ready. We've got to be prepared. We've got to be equipped. We got to... The sheep got to become soldiers. I don't agree. Now listen, I'm going to say something. I don't agree with everything that Trump is doing or the ferocity with which he is dealing with some issues. But I know this hostility, this violence, this anger is spiritual and it's demonic. I'm not going to agree with any president in everything they say and do. But I'm going to support them and pray for them. It's the change of the balance of power in this country that has caused this spirit to rise up. There is a change of the balance of power. There is a change of the balance of power from perverse to true, from ungodliness to godliness, from perversity to honesty and truth. And this change of balance of power is causing the spirits that have been somewhat dormant to wake up and stir up and rile up. And they're angry and they're vicious and they're murderous. It can't be fought with human weapons. Nothing Trump can do can bind these spirits of hostility, of rebellion, anger, murder, and abuse. Let me say it this way. This is a job for the sheep soldiers. Not just the sheep. Sheep soldiers. This is where the sheep have to quit eating grass and looking for a soft spot to lay down in green pastures and start eating their spinach. And get an overdose of Holy Ghost radiation gamma rays and put on the whole armor of God and transform and metamorphose into Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized sons and daughters of God. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Look at somebody say, I think he's talking about you. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, though we walk in the flesh, yes, I'm in the flesh, I have a human body. We do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and the casting down of imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We've got powerful weapons. Oh my God, if we just knew the power of the weapons that we have. We can launch inner ballistic missiles, glory to God. We can send them over to the enemy's camp. We can blast him before he even knows that we're even ready to shoot. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can go in stealth mode. Did you know that? How many know we have this airplane, they call it the stealth bomber. You know about that? It's supposed to be virtually undetectable by radar. If you come in there, before you know it, man, it's already there and you're bombed and it's gone. And you say, hey, I think the stealth bomber was here. But did you know that the Holy Ghost gives us that ability? When you get in the realm of the Spirit, you start operating in the Holy Ghost, you go into a stealth mode. The devil can't track you. See, when I'm praying, and I'm praying in English, the devil's tracking me. He knows everything I'm saying. He's following me. Da, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to have to work on that. We're gonna need some reinforcements over here. He's getting too much victory over there. See, so I'm telling him all my plans, and then all of a sudden I go, Shatu, Vasa, Mashanda, La Tala, Vakila, Mashanda. And all of a sudden the devil says, where'd he go? The devil starts saying, where'd he go? Where'd he go? He was right there. I saw him. He's right there. Didn't you see him? Yeah, I saw him. You guys saw him. Where'd he go? I went into stealth mode. Yeah. When you go into stealth mode, you just go in there and bomb the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
We're at war, friend. We're at war. Make no mistake about it. We're at war. And yes, the shepherd, the Lord is our shepherd. Yes, he leads us. He guides us. Yes, we are his sheep. Yes, we are faithfully, obediently, yielding, following our shepherd. But listen, when it comes to hell, when it comes to the plans, the plots, the schemes, the assignments of hell, we must put on the whole armor of God and the sheep must become soldiers. The worshipers must become a warrior. And the sheep must become soldiers, fully equipped and empowered to do battle in Jesus' name. Atolakashi. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. You hear this all the time. And I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it nice, but in no uncertain terms. It is a cop-out to lean back in your easy chair and say, God is in control, so everything's going to be okay. Yeah. Wake up. Yeah. Is it okay now? I can tell you right now that God has left it up to the church. Look at friend, God is not coming down here again to straighten it all out. So if you think God is in control, it's all going to work out, then you need to wake up. Because the only way it's going to work out is if the church works out. The church wakes up. The church works out. Gets the muscle. Gets into the fight. Hallelujah. And the sheep become soldiers. Woo! He came down once. He stripped the devil of his authority. He gave authority to the church. He sent the Holy Ghost to live inside of us, give us power over the devil. And if we, the church, the good sheep of the church, do not become good soldiers of the church, the devil will rob us blind. He'll kill our children. He'll ransack our homes. And he will destroy our nation. I'm going to say it again. I thank God for every decent, good thing that President Trump is doing or trying to do to make America great again. Yeah. I thank God for that. Listen, I would thank God for any president that is trying to make America great. But it's not the power in the White House that can change the spiritual climate. Natural power can do natural things. Natural executive orders and things can do natural things. But they cannot do spiritual things. And it's not the power behind that pen that will change the spiritual climate in this nation. It's the power in the pews. It's not the... Oh, are you hearing me? It's not the power in the White House. It's the power in the church house. It's not the power in the Oval Office. It's the power in every home of every spirit-filled believer. Of every child of God, of every sheep, every follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, who understands that they are not only sheep, but they are soldiers. They are not only worshipers, but they are warriors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the power in the church house. It's the sheep soldiers and the worship warriors. Would you stand with me? I'm almost done. Oh, God. The worship warriors, the sheep soldiers, the ones who know how to pray, the ones who know how to knock on heaven's door until heaven answers, the ones who will not only be led by the shepherd, by still waters, but they also know how to take orders from the captain of their salvation. Friend, we're at war. And the best thing that I can do is to help equip you for the battle. The first thing that I want to do is just like happened that night when I was in that church. Somebody ran in and hollered and sounded the alarm. We're at war. I want to sound the alarm. We're at war! We are at war. We're at war. Every time I turn on the television, I am aware of the spiritual warfare that we're in. Every time I turn on the television, homosexuality and lesbianism is thrown in your face. I didn't even ask for it, man. I didn't go to their stupid channel looking for that stuff. I'm watching a decent movie, a decent show, a decent Andy Griffith or something. All of a sudden, here comes a commercial, and they got to throw it at you in that commercial. Friend, we are at war.
Yeah, amen.
And the devil doesn't play nice.
No.
And if you don't learn how to become ruthless like David, the devil is going to ransack your home. He's going to kill your children. He's going to destroy your life. He's going to rip the church apart. If we don't
become worship warriors and sheep soldiers.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, you should take a little time out of Sabbath.
See what this does? See, you got real quiet right here. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because I just took it all out of his hands and put it on us. And we don't like that. We don't like that. It's a whole lot easier to just lean back in our chair and say, oh, God's got it. God's got it. He's awesome. He'll handle it. And you know what God's saying? God says, you want to change? Change it. You want a different? Change it. You want a different climate? Change the climate. You're responsible to change the climate. If you let filth in your home, that climate, you're responsible for that climate. If you let perversion in your home, you're responsible for that climate. I'm not going to let anything in my... my house has a climate. I create a climate. I create a climate in my car. When I get in my car, the climate changes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I get out of my car, I carry my... Somebody said one time, you carry your weather with you. Hallelujah. I said, carry the weather with you. Change the climate wherever you go. Yes. You've got the Spirit of God in you. Yes. You've got the Holy Ghost in you. You've got the Creator in you. You've got the anointing in you. Change the climate wherever you go.
Yes.
Come on, I want everybody in this church or any people around the front of this building tonight or today that know how to pray. And even if you don't know how to pray, it's time to learn how to pray. It's time. The only way to learn how to do something is to do it. Come on, you. Does anybody care about your children? Anybody care about this generation? Anybody care about the next generation? My friend, you better fight for your grandchildren. You better fight for this next generation. We better fight for this generation. If we don't get this generation, we're not going to have the next generation. This is our chance. The door. The door is open. God says, I'm giving you another chance. Don't squander it. Don't waste it. Don't lose it. Heard something just the other day, and it shocked me. It hurt my heart. Somebody that I know is a prophetic voice to this nation and has their thumb on the pulse of the Spirit and what's happening, said that so many of the pastors that at one time stirred up their people are now backing off. And they're now becoming sleepy again. And they're not saying anything. And they're not encouraging their people. Friend, if I don't encourage you to fight, and if I don't get you enlisted in the warfare, and I don't put within you and in your hands what you need to fight, I'm a failure. I'm an absolute failure. Because God did not put me here just to make everybody happy. And God did not put me here just so we could all be happy and so we could all have a good time. God put us here to be a warriors, to be warriors, to be an army of the Lord.
Amen.
To know how to fight. Some of you, you got family members, they cannot fight for themselves. There are people that need deliverance. They need miracles. They need healing. They can't fight for themselves. I'm going to tell you, I fight for your children. I fight for your grandchildren. I fight for your loved ones. I fight for the people. You bring them to me. You let me know about it. I fight for them. I go into warfare for their souls. I come against the enemy of their souls because I know we've got a responsibility to fight for them. They can't fight for themselves. And we got to fight for our nation. And I'm telling you, every one of these wicked voices don't represent everybody. They don't speak for me. They're not saying what I want to say. I want to say God is still King. Jesus is still King. Righteousness is still righteousness. Truth is still truth. We're going to live by the Word of God. We're going to live by the Word and die by the Word. Hallelujah. I want you to reach over and take a hand of a fellow sheep soldier today. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. And I want you to begin to pray and intercede for our nation. I want you to begin to intercede for our country. Intercede for your children and your grandchildren. Intercede for our churches, that our churches will wake up, that our pastors will wake up, that the saints will wake up, that the sheep will understand that we are called to be soldiers, that the sheep will take up the armor of God, that the sheep will take up the weapons of their warfare, that the sheep will get into the battle. God, we're not going to let this nation go to hell. We're not going to to let this nation be taken without a fight. We're not going to let these people, these conspirators, Lord, these, God, that are launching warfare and they're fighting against truth, they're fighting against righteousness. Lord, we're not going to sit back in our easy chairs and leave the responsibility. We understand we have a responsibility to fight. We got to lift up our voices. We got to pray like we never prayed before. We got to intercede in the name of Jesus. We got to rebuke the powers of darkness. We got to bind the devil of perversity. We got to bind that devil of murder, that devil of hatred, that devil of anger, that devil of abuse. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families. We plead the blood of Jesus over our churches. God, I pray for pastors. I pray for a backbone. I pray for an anointing. I pray for a courage, Lord. I pray for a boldness, Lord, to rise up in them. God, to rise up and to wake up and to stir up and to rise up an army in every church, Lord. That every church, Lord, will rise up an army. Every church will raise up an army of sheep soldiers. You're not getting our children, devil. You're not getting our children. We're not giving up our children. We're not surrendering them. We're not sacrificing them. We're not giving them up to perversion. We're not giving them up to lust. We're not giving them up to a murderous spirit. We're not giving them up to a rebellious spirit. We're not giving them up, Lord. We're interceding for them, God. We're standing in the gap to make up the hedge. We're going to fight for them, God. Our sons, our daughters, our grandchildren, Lord, we're not giving them up. This world does not belong to the devil. This world does not belong to the devil. This world does not belong to the demons. This world is yours, Lord. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Holy Spirit, come in power. Holy Spirit, fill your church. Holy Spirit, baptize us. Fresh, fresh fire, Holy Ghost. Oh, God, wake up the warriors. Wake up the warriors, God. Wake up the soldiers in every shape, God. Put us back on our feet, God. We may have been knocked down, but put us back on our feet, God. Breathe upon us, God. Let that fresh fire from heaven come upon us, God. Quicken us, Lord Jesus. The battle is not over. We're not out, Lord. We may have been knocked down, but we're not knocked out, Lord. I'm getting back into the battle. I'm picking up my weapons. I'm taking my heart off the willow tree. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. He comes out of us. He told us. Come closer. Jesus, thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Oh, Rikita Boshanai. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My Father, Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God.
the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Roar over your church again. Roar over your church. Call your church to attention. Call your sheep soldiers to attention.
We have a choice. We have a choice. God has put within the hands of the church the choice.
Amen.
Listen to what I'm saying, and I'm going to prophesy this. I told Sister Pam right after 9/11, I said, this is either going to signal a major shift toward God, or there's going to be a very short term turning toward God that will be very superficial. And in a very short time, and I estimated before this, right after this happened, I estimated 3 to 6 months. In a very short time, approximately 3 to 6 months, this nation will take a turn and go the opposite way, harder than ever before. And we're at the same place. We're at the same place again. And with all of my heart, I feel like it's our last chance as a church. And God, I feel, is saying to the church, it's in your hands. It's in your hands. This can be the greatest revival that's ever hit planet Earth, and it can last for 30 and 40 years. And affect the next generation. Or if you don't take the chance I gave you and you don't run with it, then this nation is going to shift and it's going to run the opposite way, faster and harder than you ever imagined.
Amen.
And you haven't seen nothing compared to what it's going to get like if we drop the ball. I want you to lift your hands and say, Lord, you can count on me. Say, Lord, I know I can't do it all. I know I'm just a sheep. I'm just one soldier. I'm not the whole army, but I'm part of it. But Lord, I covenant with you to do my part as a soldier in this army. I covenant with you. You can count on me to carry out my assignment. I will pray. I will seek your face. I will pull down strongholds. I will bind and rebuke the works of the devil. I will not sleep through my watch. You can count on me. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead and give it on. Before you're seated, before we're dismissed, rather, I want you to just hug everybody. Just hug everybody. This is the family of God. We are the sheep of the Lord. Amen. We love each other. We love you. Appreciate you today. I am so glad to be a part of this sheepfold. I am. I'm so glad that God put me with these sheep soldiers. I love you. God bless you. You're dismissed.